T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Today is simple. The progress in Buffalo and Western New York is undeniable. You see it in every statistic. You see it in young people coming back, job creation, unemployment is half of what it was. The success is undeniable. The renaissance is undeniable. And now that we have momentum with us and the wind is behind us, we start to deal with another question, which is, what is the highest form of success? And a lot of our success has had to do with redeveloping the waterfront, rediscovering the waterfront. And that's Canal Side, it's the Outer Harbor, it's the new Skyway project that we've talked about. But that connection, that success, that magic, should be shared with everyone. That's the highest level of success. The greatest feast has the largest number of people at the table. And that's what we're talking about today. And that's what the reimagining of LaSalle Park is all about. We've had this situation in many parts of the state, many parts of this country, where you have 190 separating communities from the waterfront and just blocking them off, creating a wall. So part of the reimagining of LaSalle to the new Ralph Wilson Centennial Park is that reconnection, that joining. And I am very excited about that. And it's a major project, and it'll bring many people back. And a centerpiece of that project is redoing the Hudson Street Bridge. And there are now 4 configurations, 4 designs for what that bridge could look like, which would be much more welcoming, much more functional, more safe, architecturally pleasing. Those four designs have been submitted. They're going to pick a design firm at the end of the month. But as a metaphor for what we're doing, which is reconnecting or connecting for the first time, the West Side with that waterfront. So the West Side can have the green space, the ball fields, the pool, everything that the new park is going to be, but it's also connected to the West Side and communities that have for a long time been blocked from the waterfront. I was the HUD Secretary, Housing and Urban Development Secretary. 20 years ago, we gave a grant to change Lakeview Houses and to make it into a community. And that's now happening. And to me, this is the next step, which is now connecting that community to the waterfront and to all the assets that the new Ralph Wilson Park will bring. The reimagined park is a $68 million total project. So it is ambitious and it's going to be done right. But it is a worthwhile investment. Again, we want the success to be shared with everyone, and that's what this park will do. We can't thank the Wilson Foundation enough for, up to this date, a $50 million contribution to the park. Thank you, thank you, thank you. The mayor announced that he's going to contribute $3 million. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And the state will contribute $10 million to the project. So it's going to be a great project, and it's being done the right way. The community is being consultant. They're a big part of the designing of the project. So it's a win-win-win all across the board.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.